Tony Akuta is the Deputy Commissioner of Frontline Operations, and she hails from Ngāti Maniapo to Ngāti Te Kanawa. She joined the police back in 87 and is now responsible for investigations and all 12 police districts, overseeing day-to-day policing and operations throughout the country. She works closely with and is supported by a team of assistant commissioners, district commissioners and directors. It's great to have Tani Akura, the Deputy Commissioner of the Police, with us for a kōrero this morning at the Tuhine Tēnā Koe.
Good morning. Thank you for calling me, Dale.
Thanks very much for sharing some time with us. It's good for our people to get to know you, Tani. I know you've been in the police a long time, but the relationship with the New Zealand Police and Tangata Whenua is something that deserves conversation and comment. So thanks very much for joining us on the program. What are the major challenges facing the police, such as the need to recruit more frontline staff? We'll start there, please, Tania.
Oh, great. So actually, great opportunity to talk about recruiting for police. So as you know, we've recently put through 1,800 extra recruits over the last, between 2017 and 2023. So we reached that milestone of adding 1,800 officers to our front line. Quite an achievement, actually, and including the period during COVID. So having gone through the recruitment bucket and managed to get that number through, we're now looking at maybe potentially another 500 coming through. And so what's changed for the labour market in New Zealand, I think, is policing's been impacted by that as well. So we, you know, all around the place you see people looking for workers and people are going offshore. For the first time ever, policing's probably been impacted by that. And, you know, we're used to having lots of people in our bucket wanting to join the job. But to be honest, you know, the job has changed. And there's a lot more scrutiny and things are a little bit harder. And so we actually now have to be a really good habit, you know, offer something special to people to want to come in. So we're looking at the way we recruit. And to police for 2024 and beyond, we need special people. And we need to be representative of our communities. So we have got a little, you know, we're way more mindful of representing our community, so we offer a better service. So I think in the recruiting space, we've got employers who are willing to pay their employees to stay with them, which isn't something we've ever experienced before. So we've had people in the queue ready to go to college, and then their employers come to them and doubled their money essentially and said, well, if you'll stay with us, we'd rather you stayed. And so they're coming out of the queue. So it's just an interesting time for us.
Tēnā koe, there's always been a push to have more Māori within the police. And what about the culture of the police? When we look back over the years, turning the tide, we liaison more discretionary powers at the Watch House. There have been moves to accommodate a cultural perspective employed by the police. Is that ongoing?
Oh, absolutely. If I think about the organisation I joined in 1987 and the organisation I work in 2024, absolutely the culture change. It's just you know, night and day. Are we there yet? Have we got it right? No, we've still got plenty of work to do, but it is absolutely a completely different organisation to what we used to be. And I think we are really, we are really open to continuing to evolve. We know that this isn't a sit still. Society wants more of us, and we're really up for that challenge. And so I think that if I look for myself, being a young Māori woman coming into policing in the 80s, there's no better time to be a woman in the police than in the 2024. Is it the best time? I'm hoping that it will continue to be better times than this. But it is, you know, there's some challenges that we've faced, and now is a good time. And yeah, we're always learning.
Thank you. Just because it's been in the media over the past week or so, family harm obviously is an enormous issue in New Zealand. What are some of the challenges facing frontline staff, particularly dealing with domestic incidents? And dealing with mental health problems is also another challenging area. What might you say of how much effort is put into that space dealing with domestic incidents and mental health challenges for your frontline staff?
Oh, look, it's a sad state of affairs, actually, for all of our communities to think about the level of family harm that sits within.